It is a day NFL coaches and general managers hate.
It's very difficult because you spend all year bringing in 90 players to compete for your roster. You've seen all these kids, and they were great kids, how they competed through the OTAs, through the mini camps, been with us through training camp, and then you just have to sit down there and make some very difficult decisions to get your best 53 players. And, you know, we met with the coaches, we met with the scouts, had numerous meetings to come up with a consensus on what we felt would be the best 53 going forward.
Cutdown day was not a good day for defensive tackle Trevor Guyton. As we followed the former California Bears standout through training camp, there was plenty of potential, but just not enough roster spots on the crowded defensive line for the seventh round pick.
Trevor did a great job. He was still learning kind of the position. It's a little bit different than what he saw in college. He played what we call a three technique or an under tackle. And the one thing is that you got to get used to some of those big bodies when they're double teaming, things like that. But the effort he put in and the ability he has may not be right there at this point. But, you know, he may eventually end up on our practice squad here down the road or someone's practice squad and has a bright future ahead of him.
As the Vikings said goodbye to one rookie, they welcomed another as fellow seventh-round pick Audie Cole found himself with a spot on the 53-man roster.
You know, we were able to get him in the seventh round, which we felt was a steal at the time. We got to know him down at the Senior Bowl. When he got here, he's learned how to use his hands. He's very instinctive against the run. He has the size to play multiple positions. And the one thing that you're really trying to hone in on during that time is how they're performing on special teams. And the one thing you've seen with Adi is, you know, from that first preseason game to our last one and how much he's progressed. And then, you know, he finished off a very strong training camp and finished off with a very good game in Houston.
I mean, I'm excited that I'm on the 53-man roster, but, you know, you can't really just settle there because you don't want to be on the bottom end of the 53-man roster because from the way everybody talks, you can be out of here anytime. So, you know, I'm just trying to earn a spot, whether on special teams, if they ever need me on defense, however it happens, I'm just trying to be here to help out and make my kind of earn my way.
The linebacker had made a big impression throughout camp for his ability to make big plays, including his back-to-back interceptions for touchdowns against the Bills.
It can't hurt, you know, big plays like that. That's what they want to see. And whether it was right at, they threw it at me or you know, made a good play on it or however they looked at it, I mean, it can't hurt to have them under your belt. I think it's better than giving up a couple good big plays.
For the former NC State standout, surviving cutdown day was important, but he has bigger things on his mind.
Up until now, especially the rookies, we haven't really been thinking about, you know, the season. We've been thinking about how can we even make it to the season. You know, you can't be worrying about the first game of the season when you're a rookie if you're not going to be there for the first game of the season. So, I mean, now it's time to change your focus to helping the team. I mean, obviously we've been helping the team win, but, you know, that's what it's about. We're here. And that's our job, to win games.
We're going to have to go through some adversity. They're going to have to learn what this game's about. Now we're heading into the regular season. The speed of the games picks up that much more. And they're going to have to make adjustments. But when you have quality people like the Audie Coles of the world that are very good people, have passion for what they're doing, passion to play the game of football, that all that will come in time.